Wait, this is actually maybe my only second podcast ever.
I've never done one, so this is very exciting.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
So we know you thought we were done after last week's romantic blowout Bachelor finale, but we just couldn't stay away. We're back with a special bonus episode because we talked to Ben and Lauren in the actual flesh.
Yeah, we met them last Tuesday after their AOL Build segment in Build's green room. So the actual Ben and the actual Lauren in all their just coltish, long-limbed, youthful, slender beauty were right in front of us. Like, we could reach out and touch them. And we did. Like, we were permitted to. It wasn't like a petting zoo. They were very nice and giving, and they hugged us. It was just, I'm still just a little, I'm overwhelmed.
It was a lot in the best of ways. They were somehow even sweeter and more radiant than they seem on television. And I almost felt bad about all of my somewhat snarky tweets.
Almost.
Almost. So up ahead, you're going to get to hear our chat with the happy couple. And we spoke about Lauren's upcoming move to Denver, whether Ben's house is a safe house, and drumroll, please, we find out what really happened with Leah's mysterious black eye.
Finally. And you're welcome, people, for staying tirelessly on this important issue of journalism.
We did this digging for you.
And by digging, I mean just like periodically asking people affiliated with the show. And then if they didn't know, we were like, okay, whatever. But finally, someone could answer it for us. So
success.
Yes. Feeling good. So it seemed like a setup for disappointment because they seem so sweet on television.
And several Bachelor-affiliated people had told us that Ben is actually as nice as he seems, but I assume that everyone is less cool and less nice than they seem on television.
Yeah.
As a general rule. But they actually proved the opposite.
Yeah, and you would especially think so because ABC clearly loves them. So you think, oh, they're getting the best edit of all time. But I think they're actually just like a little bit looser and more comfortable off camera. And so you could really just see their natural, genuine goodness flowing out of them.
And you can see like why so many ladies were taken with Ben. He really looks at you in the eye when he speaks.
He validates your emotions.
He wants to make friends.
He laughs at your jokes.
Yeah, there was a lot of giggling. And afterwards, we actually left the room and just all looked at each other in surprise because I think we truly believed that we had connected with these people.
And it was hard to look at each other because we were all melted into a puddle on the floor.
A puddle of pure happiness and adoration. Also, I have to say that they seemed genuinely in love. They were kind of a little bit all over each other and holding hands. And it was very cute. It melted my cold, cynical reality TV watching heart a little bit.
And I felt like they really trusted us and we really deeply connected. And
we're probably going to be best friends with them. And they're probably going to invite us over to their home in Denver. And this is a hint for you, Ben and Lauren. We're inviting ourselves over.
I think if we were on a TV show that was like The Bachelor, but competing to be couple friends with Ben and Lauren, we were like the Olivia. We were like, Ben and Lauren pushed off on our leg.
They gave us a sign. They want long-term friendship.
They love us. So.
We'll let you all actually listen to our interview with Ben and Lauren, and you can bask in their glory just as we did.
Yeah, and be forewarned, you will probably want to be their couple friends too. But we got there first.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So
So we're here right now with Bachelor Ben, no longer a bachelor. He's now engaged to Lauren. We're also here with Lauren. They were just here at AOL for Build, and they're with us now for a couple of minutes to answer a few questions. Thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Of course. Excited about it.
Yeah, I cannot wait. This is actually maybe my only second podcast ever doing.
I've never done one, so this is very exciting.
Podcasts are really where it's at right now.
Yeah, so. We are extra honored that you would be on ours.
Yeah.
Since this is our first Bachelor season. So I guess we'll just dive right in. Lauren, we just heard that you are going to be moving to Denver. When is that happening? Are you excited?
Et cetera. So this is happening in April at some point. My bags are not packed, but at some point we're going to go over there. Ben's going to help me pack up.
Definitely.
Move into Denver, and I'm honestly couldn't be more excited about it. It's kind of the start of our life together. Mm-hmm. You know, we're, you know, living together in the home that Ben owns, and it just feels like starting normal life together, which is very exciting for me.
I agree. I'm very excited. I cannot wait to have her as a roommate, as a fiance, a roommate, a partner. It's going to be awesome. Just kind of having her around now all the time. I'm so excited for that.
No safe houses, no cameras. What's that going to be like?
My house is still a safe house. nothing too weird is going to be going on there. But yeah, no more cameras, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so fun. So you'll be living together. So cool. I live with my fiance. It's a rough transition at first, but in the best possible way. So we heard earlier today that Lauren makes great breakfast sandwiches. Are you willing to share your recipe with America?
I gotta be honest. It's like the most simple of breakfast sandwiches. I'm so shocked that he's so impressed. The other day it was a sesame bagel, which I love sesame bagels. They're just everything. And what was it? A fried egg, some avocado. Oh, the key is
bacon.
Well, bacon is obviously key.
Obviously.
But this other key is hot sauce. I'm a big hot sauce person, and I think it makes or breaks a breakfast sandwich. So we did some tapatio.
Mm-hmm.
I did do some cheese, some cheddar cheese.
It just tastes fantastic. It really does.
It's about, like, you know, you got to make it with love. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you are in the right city for breakfast sandwiches on bagels.
And right bagels. Now. I was going to say, oh, I'm so excited about it. So excited.
Yeah, I mean, that's
where's a good
like
spot?
A
Tompkins Square bagels.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Seeing as Ben and Lauren were going to be in the city for a few days, we recommended that they check out Tompkins Square bagels for some truly delicious bagels. I really want to verify whether or not they actually went there and what they ordered. If anyone can speak to this, please get in touch.
Also, as you'll learn next, Ben loves to cook salmon, so we think they need to figure out, like, a really solid lox bagel sandwich collaboration for their next brunch party, or they could just, like, invite me over for a really nice salmon dinner, which I tactfully suggested by asking them to invite me over for dinner.
Question. I prefer cooking fish. My family, actually, when I was younger, my great-grandpa started a fish fry business. And so we'd go around to churches, schools, like community centers, whatever, and do fundraising events, and we'd fry fish. And so fish has been like such a huge part of my life that I feel like I have kind of the upper hand just growing up with it. And so I like cooking like salmon and trout and stuff like that. I really enjoy cooking fish.
So in the interest of full disclosure, we want to note that this is the point during the interview when our producer, Caitlin, noticed that our recorder was low on battery. So it kind of trails off here.
It was probably, it was so scary.
This is our producer, Caitlin. Thanks for joining us, Caitlin.
It's wonderful to be here. So I thought we had full battery. I thought I was totally prepared. And I watched the battery bar go from 3 to 2 and then quickly from 2 to 1. Thankfully, Nick, our editor, is so reliable. And I managed to somehow get my phone out of my purse, like text him SOS, and he showed up in the green room as if he teleported there. And we were able to get new batteries and get everything up and running. But, like, I thought I was about to, like, ruin the interview and that our precious time with Ben and Lauren.
With our most high-profile guests.
Yeah.
And the good news is that you only kind of marred it instead of ruining it.
Right?
It's just damaged.
But you also did allow us the pause we needed in order to finagle an invitation to hold Lauren's engagement ring.
Yeah. That was probably the highlight of the interview.
We got to hold a real Neil Lane creation in our hands.
And it was actually a good-looking ring, right? Like, it was pretty.
It was not my taste, but I have to admit, it looks so much nicer in person than I gave it credit for on TV.
It's very heavy. Like, yeah.
There are a lot of diamonds
crazy.
On that thing.
So many diamonds. I feel like I've never been in the presence of so much money. And I was holding it, and I was just like, Lauren's left arm is going to be ripped soon just from the weight of going about her day with this thing on her finger. It was intense.
And it was so sparkly.
So sparkly.
We both kept commenting on how sparkly it was.
Yeah. We were mesmerized by it a little bit.
We really were.
And now I feel guilty because I'm just going to go right back to tweeting mean things about Neil Lane because I can't help myself. I'm compulsive.
Well, you know, we don't have any real obligation to Neil. I feel like at
That's
this
true.
Point, our hearts are only with Ben and Lauren.
Yeah.
So we can still be snarky about Neil.
Yeah, we don't care about anyone else in the world.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you twist it, it like shines different ways.
Yeah. So pretty.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Thank you for letting us.
Yes.
I feel like.
So our show is called Here to Make Friends because, yes. You know, we want to make friends with everyone. Obviously, you guys went on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Did you kind of go to make friends a little bit?
Me? Yes, honestly, because I thought in my head there's no way that not only will this guy love me, but then also that I'll fall in love back. Like, it's obviously a two-way street, and I just thought to do that and to do it in front of cameras and millions of people, it just sounded way too far-fetched. So part of the reason for me going there, not thinking that that would be a possibility, was to make friends. Also to kind of stretch myself, step outside of my comfort zone. And I mean, obviously, it turned out way better than I could have expected because I have the love of my life and I made some friendships that I know I'll be friends with for life too. So it's very cool.
Who are your best friends in the house?
Amanda and I were really close from, like, night one, too. I think being both living in Southern California, we just had a lot in common. And she's a mom, so she has, like, that motherly instinct, and she's just very calming to be around. So when I was ever stressed, I feel like Amanda, like, would always be like, no, you're okay. And she has that really nice, like, soft-spoken voice. You know, I always feel so much better. I'm like, Amanda, I need to talk to you. No, and then the twins are awesome. Becca is the funniest human. I love her. JoJo. I mean, I really did walk away from
you
the situation.
And Kayla are pretty close.
Yeah, Kayla. I mean, Ben has said this a million times, and I know people think he's just trying to be politically correct about this being a great group of women, but it really was a great group of women. Like, I can honestly say there wasn't one person. I know there was, like, some drama, but there wasn't anyone that I didn't get along with. Now, I might not have, like, hit it off with them or connected or been like, oh, we have so much in common. But with that said, there wasn't anyone that I was like, ooh, like 10 feet, you know, like can't be in the same room as you. That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that during the show one night you guys were drawing on each other's faces with markers. Is that where Leah's black eye came from? Because we never found
out. Ooh.
Do you know?
I
do. So no, it's not. So we went on the soccer date. I don't know if you remember that date.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, that's one of the things that, like, you watch back, and I knew it couldn't even at the time, but, like, television couldn't do that date justice. It was the most intense, like just competitive game of soccer I've ever, any sport really I've ever seen. People were like, just
people came back in tears to the house. I was like, what happened? Because I wasn't on the date. God. People were crying. Like, it was. You could tell it was intense.
It was so intense. Well, so one of the teams lost, and I sent like an ice cream sundae party back to the house for him because only half could go on the date. Well, then I was super nervous. Like I said in my video that I sent him, I was like, I hope everybody's okay. Like, I know some of you are hurt. I know, like, but like, I can't check in on you tonight. I'll see you tomorrow at the rose ceremony or at the cocktail party. Well, then she was like joking around with me. She like painted on this black eye to make it look like she had like taken a soccer ball to the face. So I was super confused for a while on why she had a black eye.
Yeah,
That makes way more sense.
We heard it was a joke and we were like, that is a really weird joke.
Yeah. But yeah. We're like, what is sense. The context
yeah.
of that?
Mm-hmm.
At
yeah.
least there's a little context.
I think I'm almost that. Positive that's why.
Because I wasn't there when she did it, so I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, we actually got a few emails from listeners being like, can you please investigate this? So thank you for clearing that up for us.
We take our obligations very seriously.
Yeah. So it probably was the same marker, though.
Probably, yeah, definitely.
They're like those face. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty crazy. So what are you guys looking forward to the most about not having your relationship filmed every day?
You know what? I think just, I mean, resume. Both of us really enjoy our lives. Like, I think that's why I know that this is going to work is because neither of us were forcing anything or looking for something to completely change our lives. Both of us were in really good places in our life. And I think the fact that we met and fell in love and are going to get married now and get to share those lives that we both loved so much is what I'm most excited for. And that's like just daily things like going to the gym together or trying new restaurants together. We both love to go out to eat and are pretty adventurous in our food scene. So just simple things, I guess.
Definitely. I think there's just so much to it. I mean, really, like when the question is, what are you looking forward to the most to make your relationship public? It's like my relationship to be public. Like people people aren't asking if I'm single or wondering if I'm single or, you know, wondering if she's single. Like we're now together. Like we're a team. We're a couple. And that's really great to know, like that can be known throughout, I guess, our lives now.
Mm-hmm. Are there any bachelor buzzwords you're kind of excited to never use again now that you're incredible. Off the show?
Incredible. I've tried so hard not to say incredible because I say so much during the show.
What else did you say? You said like young ladies or something. I said young, liked that one.
Guys. I would walk in to the roast. I'd be like, all right, guys. And I'd be like, what?
ITMs, in the moments, no more in the moments for me.
And I think, too, there's this, like, level of when you're trying to explain, it's, like, not a great word for it. Like, there's a journey, there's an experience, because the show isn't really what we're doing, right? The show is a byproduct of what we've actually done. So you're doing this whole thing. It's, like, what do you call it? Is it experience? Is it, I don't know the right word. And everybody says journey, and I was, like, I'm not doing that. I don't know what to call like the segment of life when you're actually living this. So if you guys come
journey.
Up with a good one, no, but everybody says journey. We can't
that's
do that
because it's a journey.
It's a story.
Story.
Follow our story. I don't know if you ladies come over
for the next Bachelorette Bachelor think of word.
That old thing I did
once years ago.
Is there a buzzword that you found that you really liked and you'd like to continue using now that you're off the show?
I'm trying to think of any words that I use.
Story.
Frequently.
Honestly, I think I really liked referring to things in my story, and I still kind of do. Like, this is like our story, like now that unfolds. So I'd say the story was a good one. You do find yourself like talking about the journey way too much.
Yes.
Like,
I have a word that I don't want to use again, and it's surreal because I kept using that word to describe the experience, and it really is surreal, but I don't want things to be surreal. You know, I want to just like start normal life and be like, okay, this is real life. This is life. Like, so I'm excited to not use that word anymore.
But. Yeah, I agree.
And we have to ask, is every place that you guys visited actually the best place to fall in love?
It's one of the top ones to fall in love. Yeah, I would say there's always.
You're not a bachelor.
Yeah. Like, is this green room
the best place to fall in love? It really is. It just seems like the way they have it, like the decorations, the colors, the lighting. Yeah. This could definitely be the best place to fall in love. I'm sure somebody has fallen in love here before.
Yeah, for sure.
This will be happening right now. Just to say. Validation was a pretty big theme this season. I don't know if you have heard about that, but it's something our listeners have brought up a lot. How do you two validate each other every day?
That's a good one. You know what? I think the validation that I get from Ben, especially times where I didn't understand or I was confused or things hurt or, you know, I was just over my head, overwhelmed. He didn't try to discount my feelings or argue with them or say like you're wrong for feeling that way. He just was very understanding. And for me, that was the validation that I needed. He didn't, you know, try to explain too much. There were times where, like, there wasn't an explanation. So he would just understand and listen. And that was, that was the exact validation that I needed at that time.
Yeah, I think, too, like, Lauren does a really good job at just talking through situations. And, like, when things were hard during this whole experience thing that we did.
What was that? I'm just kidding. That journey.
She was just, like, very understanding to talk through things and supportive. Because this wasn't always ideal, I think, for me either, right? It's not fun to watch this back sometimes. And so she would, I think that was just a way to know that, like, this was going to be good. Like, we're going to be able to talk through some of the weirdest and toughest situations in life.
And just, you know, to wrap up, most importantly, can you validate our podcast, please?
I came here today not knowing what to expect. Walking into a building with a bunch of strangers in a room that I'm very unfamiliar with, but it feels like there could be a lot of love here. And I'm leaving, making a lot of new friends. I came here with very little expectation. But I'm here now with a bunch of friends.
And there you have it, folks. We have never felt more validated. And we never will.
It was beyond our wildest dreams of validation. He really came in and validated us.
He's a pro. What can I say? I mean, after validating so many women with so many diverse needs and desires over the course of the season, just two young podcasters, you know, with dreams in their hearts, that was nothing for him. He was like, I got this.
And he saw us.
He did.
He thought, I know what you two want, and I'm going to give it to you. Until next time.
Until next time.
Afterwards, they did tell us to be in touch and said that they were going to be, you know, a little less busy in the future, and they would actually consider coming back on the podcast when they didn't have to just speak about themselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous thing to just casually offer to us.
Because we will take you up on it, and we will stalk you on social media and hound you until you agree to come on our podcast.
Yeah, they'll be hearing from our people. Which is us.
Which is us.
Yeah, we're pretty important.
Us and Caitlin.
So this really is it. We are out for the next 2 months, but we will see you in May for The Bachelorette, and we already can't wait.
And I will actually be making an appearance on this week's HuffPost Love and Sex podcast. So if you don't already tune into that one, check it out.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our beautiful friends and guests, Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell.
And thanks to our producer, Caitlin Bogucki, and our hero editor, Nick Offenberg.
We'll be back for The Bachelorette, but don't forget about us.
We'd love to hear from you in the meantime. Please find us on iTunes or your favorite podcast app and leave us a rating while you're there.
Also, feel free to send us an email at heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com. Thanks for listening. We'll miss you all until the next rose ceremony.